Students who survived the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, joined young activists from Texas in a series of panel discussions on gun control last week. As TPR's Camille Phillips reports, their vision for gun violence prevention is in stark contrast with the plans of state lawmakers.
The Parkland students are on a national summer road tour with other young activists. Their goal is to keep the gun control conversation going and get people who care about that issue to show up at the polls. Cameron Caskey was a junior at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School when a former classmate entered his school and killed 17 people in February. He says the Never Again movement he and his classmates created is not calling for a, quote, national collection of guns.
This is us taking a problem that has not been fixed and saying, surprisingly enough, if you look at history, not addressing a problem will not fix that problem.
He says what they are calling for are some restrictions to gun access. Much of the town hall in San Antonio focused on bringing change to a red state known for its pro-gun rights politicians. Panelists talked about countering common arguments.
What do you have to say when somebody tells you the only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is with a good guy with a gun? Makes sense, right?
Well, I think that a good guy with a gun can easily be turned into an intentional or unintentional bad guy with a gun.
That's Kelly Choi, a recent graduate of Cypress Fairbanks ISD near Houston, who joined the bus tour. Choi says in Texas, it's important to be able to talk about gun control with people who don't agree with you. And the best way to start is by offering to listen.
When it comes down to it, when you talk to them, you realize you want the same things. Do you want your kids to die? No. Do you want schools to get shot up? No. Do you want innocent people to lay down their lives at the hands of an accidental gunshot or at crossfire or anything else? No.
Incoming senior Ayanna Ragland from the International School of the Americas in San Antonio says you have to make things personal for people to care.
So many times I've heard, oh, it's just another school shooting, or, oh, did you see, like, this other person just got shot? But things aren't fine. Like, these are real people in real lives that we're losing and that we need to do something about it.
Panelist Bria Smith from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, told the audience her high school has metal detectors and police, but people are dying on the streets of her neighborhood.
In my community, the distribution of illegal firearms in private cells is so high that it's easier to buy a gun than it is to even get a job. It's easier to sell a gun in the streets than it is to apply for a job, so more and more people are going to choose that life.
UT Austin student Selena Ashragi spoke against campus carry, the Texas law that permits concealed handguns on college campuses.
I can't tell you how often I get text message alerts about a gun that was left in the bathroom or left in the seat cushion.
Ashragi also advocated for a red flag law, which would enable a court to temporarily restrict someone's access to guns. She lost a friend to suicide.
Suicide by firearm is about 80% fatal. Other methods of suicide don't even reach like half that fatality rate. If I, you know, knew that my friend, which I kind of did, know that she had access to a firearm, I also knew that she was struggling with her mental health, I could have, in essence, flagged her. She would have gone through a due process, and I could have made it so that she maybe could have lived another day.
A red flag law may be gun control activists' best chance at a victory in the 2019 Texas legislative session. Governor Greg Abbott has asked lawmakers to consider it, but that in no way guarantees success. The Texas Republican Party's official platform opposes red flag laws, and there's very little political will in Austin to set limits on access to firearms. Larry Taylor is the chair of the Texas Senate Committee on School Violence, which was created after the shooting at Santa Fe High School claimed 10 lives in May. He says the committee's role is to find
all reasonable steps that can be taken to reduce the number of these incidents, and yes, to minimize the loss we're going to do, because you cannot absolutely stop all these things. I mean, people have that kind of intention, but we can certainly do what we can to reduce those numbers.
The committee will meet on Wednesday to discuss what it calls the, quote, root causes of mass murder. Suggested causes include drug addiction and video games. Researchers have not found a correlation between video games and gun violence. Camille Phillips, Texas Public Radio News.